what we want to achieve for the second half of the season. We've got a good stretch coming up now. The next 3 or 4 weeks is really going to dictate where we finish. And nothing better than having your own destiny in your own hands.
Where would you compare yourself like this time last year compared to now? Are you where you'd like to be?
Probably a little bit further along on the standings. But look, the good part about it, we got, I think, the six games against the finals team. So that's a good run into the finals, and most of those are on the road, so test us out.
You've got a couple of home games coming up, but this month overall seems pretty brutal, particularly the back end of the month. What do you do to plan for that?
Well, we'll just take care of this game on the road. You know, going to Cairns is a fairly long trip in itself, but we just got the single game, then we come home, prepare for that tough stretch coming up when we have, I think we have 5 games in 11 days, and a trip up to North Queensland, a trip up, trip over to New Zealand. So, look, we just control it. You know, boring stuff for you guys, one day, one game at a time, but we just got to get locked into Cairns first.
Do you have to? Will you have to take the training back at any point, do you think?
Oh, for that, we've already done our work now. It's just maintaining our sharpness, make sure our bodies are good, make sure we're resting the right guys at the right time so they're performing when the bright lights are on.
How important is it to get that split over Cairns and to have a win this week, especially when it's away from home?
Yeah, without a question. It's we're in a battle for the top two position, and we know the importance of that come finals, and that's what we're going to be striving to do.
They're not too far away, but New Zealand, have they got a real stranglehold on top spot, or do you think that's still an option?
I still think the three teams can battle that out. It's I think Cairns have got the split over New Zealand, and it's really going to come into how we perform against them. It's really our destiny's in our own hands. We play Cairns 3 times, we play New Zealand twice, which is a great way to go.
Dre seems like he keeps coming on. They were saying the other day he gets better every training session. You still see it that way?
Yeah, well, look, the second half of Melbourne was one of the best games that he had. So it's the probably inconsistencies that the rookies have got to go through and to back that up. And, when he's been challenged, he's answered that every time. And we certainly need him firing for us to be successful.
Do we underestimate how good he's been, especially probably in the last month? I think a lot of his games has been one rebound off a double-double, which is not a bad performance. Are we pitting him too high maybe against the James Ennis or those other bigger name rookies?
Yeah, I think so. He's been our leading rebounder. You know, he's been very consistent. He probably started a little bit slow just because of the surgeries, but now we really need him to step up, and he's been doing that for us, and he's going to be a focal point leading into the playoffs.
So what's he going to take to beat Cairns?
You know, we're going to have to really defend well. You know, they've got some big guys in there. The Tregar and Loughton's been scoring unbelievably, and Damo did a great job on the guard last time. So that's going to be a good balance on the road. And Stevie Way's been shooting a lot of threes, so we'll make sure he's getting some challenge shots out there.
He's gone into overtime twice, I believe, in the last 5 games with Cairns. Are you expecting another tight contest like that?
It's always been a good game up there. You know, it's a hostile environment, and we don't typically get a lot of love up there from the supporters. But that's the game that you want. If you're not up for this game, there's some problems with your to getting up against a quality opposition.
And do you find players coming back from their mini break, are they a bit mentally crisper?
Well, hopefully better than last year. Last year we had a very, very poor turnaround after Christmas, New Year. We had probably a longer break off. This year we kind of reduced that a little bit for them to make sure we're locked in. And look, we had a really good practice the last 2 days, and hopefully today's short and sharp, ready to go.
Do you address that with them?
We did address that before, pre-Christmas and New Year. You have so many distractions, the New Year, the Christmas, the holidays, the families, and I think last year we kind of went away from what we were doing. I think we lost 3 out of 4 games. So this year we're a lot more focused into what we're doing, and hopefully that'll show on the court.